Welcome to the Caregiver's Guide to Fall Prevention. This guide was created by Parachute, Canada's national charity dedicated to injury prevention. They worked with advisors from Family Caregivers of British Columbia, Caregiving Matters, the Ontario Caregiver Organization, and caregivers Kathy Ford and Veronica Salvati, who have generously shared their experiences of caring for a loved one. This audio version of the Caregiver's Guide to Fall Prevention is made possible through support from the Public Health Agency of Canada. The content of this resource does not necessarily reflect the views of the Public Health Agency of Canada. Often, fall prevention efforts focus on the person at risk of a fall or healthcare professionals. Caregivers aren't always given the attention they deserve as an essential part of helping the people they care for prevent falls. Caregivers wear many hats. You are advocates, helpers with daily activities and personal care, financial planners, and more. This guide has been designed to allow you to take from it what you need, whether it's understanding how a fall can change a person's life, the factors that can point to an increased risk of falling, tangible actions that can be taken to prevent a fall, and what to do should a fall happen. This guide includes tools that will help you and the person you care for make plans toward preventing falls and tracking progress. Some of the tools, such as checklists, are available online at parachute.ca/caregiver. That's parachute.ca/caregiver. I'll alert you through this audio guide about how to access these online resources, such as a fall risk assessment checklist. This guide has 6 chapters. Chapter 1, About This Guide. Chapter 2, Understanding the Risk of Falls. Chapter 3, Preventing Falls. Chapter 4, What to Do If a Fall Happens. Chapter 5, A Conversation Guide for Caregivers. And Chapter 6, Building Your Care Team. I hope this resource provides caregivers with information you find helpful and useful, supports you in your journey, and gives you a sense that you are not alone in helping to make your loved ones' lives the best they can be. Respecting your loved one's right to make choices in their life, even if it is not what someone else would choose, is an important lesson and one that this guide tries to address in some measure. Please note that many caregivers generously shared their experiences with us to be included in this guide. Given the personal nature of the stories shared, some have asked for their stories to be anonymous. In these cases, names have been changed. One of the caregivers who consulted on this guide, Kathy Ford, wants to share her story with you. I was a caregiver until the death of my beloved partner, Norm, in December 2022. We were together for 40 years, 25 of those years from the time of his diagnosis with Parkinson's disease. I watched Norm's mobility decline from one cane to two canes, to a walker, to a power wheelchair, and finally to a manual wheelchair when he required my power to mobilize. He took all the changes with courage and grace, but for me, my sweetheart became my patient. The beginning of falls for Norm coincided with the move to a wheelchair. It began with little falls from the chair to the floor, and then gradually bigger falls as he challenged his increasingly limited mobility. There were many bruises for both of us, and sometimes cuts. At first, it was shocking and frightening, but I learned not to rush, so it was easier to stay calm and focused. And I learned that there were times when I just had to watch and guide to avoid injuring myself. Caregivers definitely have to be resourceful, and you never know where your best information will come from. I was looking for answers to my questions about falling from everyone I could think of, including physiotherapists, occupational therapists, doctors, and specialists, not to mention friends and family. But the falls happened so quickly, as quickly as turning your head away just for a moment, that their answers were not the help I needed at that time. Ultimately, I had to depend on my own ingenuity and physical strength. I made the decision to invest in a floor lift that would help to get Norm up from a fall while saving my back. Once the falls became daily, sometimes more, I needed that help right away. He hated it, but I credit that lift for the strong body and active life that I have now. Would I do it all again? Of course, when someone you love needs you, that's what you do. Could I have used more guidance, especially during the early falls? Absolutely. There was nothing like this guide available to me, and I would have been so grateful to have it. I hope you will avail yourself of it at every opportunity. I can promise it will not only be practical, but it will be comforting. Just a little voice saying, "I'm here with you." Chapter 1, About This Guide. Falls are the number one cause of injury for seniors in Canada. Falls can lead to hospital stays and make it harder for seniors to live independently. As people get older, falls are more likely to happen. A fall can cause injury, chronic pain, and make everyday life harder. Even without an injury, a fall can shake a person's confidence and cause them to be less active. This guide provides simple and practical information for caregivers about fall prevention. In Canada, millions of people like you provide care for someone 65 years of age or older. Caregivers are commonly family members, friends, and community members who provide physical and/or emotional support to someone needing care. Many caregivers are also facing their own challenges related to their caregiver role, their own aging, and can also be at risk of falls. The information in this guide can help you learn how to prevent falls, both for yourself and the person you care for. It includes how to understand someone's risk of falling, strategies for preventing falls and injuries from falls, how to safely help someone if they fall, and tips for talking with the person you care for about fall prevention. Let's be real. Not every fall can be prevented, but many falls are preventable. There are ways you can help the person you care for reduce the number of falls. And if a fall happens, there are ways to help prevent injuries. You can use this guide to learn how. As a caregiver, you provide important and essential support, promoting independence and improving the quality of life for the person you care for. Caregiving can also be complex and demanding. Remember, taking care of your own needs is just as important as the care you provide to others. Caregiver supports are available and can help you feel more informed, connected, and empowered. Caregiving is unique to everyone, and this guide does not address every possible situation or specific medical condition. This guide is for information purposes only and is not medical advice. Consult your primary healthcare team to help make decisions that are best for you and the person that you care for. Chapter 2, Understanding the Risk of Falls, the First Step. Where do falls happen? The reasons that make someone more likely to fall are known as risk factors. Risk factors for falls can include things such as older age, mobility, balance, and strength issues, certain health conditions such as arthritis, cognitive impairment, or Parkinson's, taking multiple medications, and hazards in the home, such as uneven steps or rugs that can be tripped on. The more risk factors someone has, the more likely they are to fall. Can a person's risk change? Some risk factors can be changed and some can't. For example, you or the person you care for might be able to make the home safer. But other things, such as age or long-term health conditions, can't be changed. You will learn more about strategies in the next chapter, Chapter 3, Preventing Falls. But the first important step is to understand a person's individual fall risk. Please go to parachute.ca/caregiver to access our personal fall risk assessment tool. That's parachute.ca/caregiver. We recommend this personal fall risk assessment be done yearly to assess any changes that may occur. Sometimes, starting a conversation around a person's risk of falls can be challenging. Using the Personal Fall Risk Assessment Questionnaire can help identify risk factors in a neutral way. Chapter 3, Preventing Falls, Taking the Next Steps Together. This chapter goes step by step through factors that can increase a person's risk of falls. Review this with the person you care for. For each factor, we provide key actions that you can take to help that person lessen their risk. We will cover blood pressure management, eye health and vision, footwear, hearing health, home modifications, mental and emotional health, movement and physical activity, moving safely, and finally, staying hydrated and drinking water. As you go through each section, think about who can help with the recommended key actions. Let's start with blood pressure management. This matters because changes in blood pressure can cause dizziness or lightheadedness, which can lead to falls. Sometimes, moving from lying down or rising from a seated position can cause a sudden drop in blood pressure. What you can do: encourage the person you care for to have their blood pressure checked regularly. Consult the person's healthcare provider, their medical doctor or nurse practitioner, if they report feeling dizzy or lightheaded or have fainted. Encourage the person you care for to take their time when getting up or changing positions. When getting out of bed, they should first sit up, sit on the side of the bed, and then stand up. Consider home modifications and devices that can help the person steady themselves if they begin to feel dizzy, such as a bed rail, grab bars, and a shower chair. Finally, ensure the person you care for eats regularly and stays hydrated. Next is eye health and vision. This matters because changes in vision can increase a person's risk of falling, as it makes it more challenging for them to safely move around. What you can do: encourage the person you care for to visit an optometrist once a year. Encourage the person you care for to talk to their optometrist about multifocal lens use and consider switching to single lenses if appropriate. Multifocal or progressive lenses can make it challenging to move around safely, especially in unfamiliar environments. Since the bottom part of the lens is meant to help you see things close up, they can actually make the lower part of your vision blurry. For example, you may not clearly see the ground below you while walking. Watch for changes in vision, such as squinting and/or increased sensitivity to light, taking a long time to adjust from light to dark, dry eyes or excessively watery eyes, becoming clumsy or misjudging where objects are, uncontrolled eye movements, difficulty moving around spaces at night. If the person is driving, you may notice driving mistakes such as missing stop signs or difficulty driving at night. Finally, improve lighting in their home. For example, increase the light bulb wattage to increase brightness, use night lights in hallways, bathrooms, and bedrooms, or consider motion-activated lighting. Advice from caregiver Donna. Think about having several different pairs of glasses instead of progressive lenses. Yes, it's a nuisance having to change glasses all the time, but progressive lenses or bifocals significantly increase the risk of tripping and falling. Let's talk about footwear. Proper footwear helps prevent slips, trips, and falls. In winter, it's important to wear proper footwear that will grip snow and ice. What you can do. Encourage the person you care for to wear practical, supportive, and well-fitted footwear inside and outside the house. Inside, avoid wearing floppy, open-back slippers and socks. Look for non-slip soles, elevated collar, closed heel, and low heel height. Make sure the person you care for has indoor and outdoor shoes that fit correctly and have the following features: non-slip rubber sole and heel, a high back, called the collar, that supports the ankle, top closures, such as laces or Velcro, to ensure a snug fit, a low heel height, a closed heel, in other words, not a sandal strap, a comfortable insole. In winter, consider using traction devices over outdoor footwear in icy conditions, such as shoe spikes or crampons. Remember to remove the devices anytime the person wearing them goes indoors. And have their feet checked annually by a medical professional. Here's what you should look for in a shoe that will provide good balance and support. The shoe should have a high heel collar, a beveled heel, a textured sole, a midsole flare, and a firm middle. Advice from caregiver Brad. My wife and I have discussed other issues around fall prevention, such as more stable types of footwear. We found that slip-on winter boots, for example, became what they're called. We were stumbling and tripping in them. Next, pay attention to hearing health. Hearing and balance are closely linked. Hearing loss can change a person's ability to process what's around them, which can make falls more likely. Encourage the person you care for to get their hearing checked at least once a year by an audiologist. Many people are unaware they have hearing loss, as that happens gradually over time. Look out for signs of hearing loss in the person you care for, such as speaking loudly or louder than necessary, often asking for words to be repeated, thinking that people are mumbling, misunderstanding conversations or difficulty following conversations, particularly in loud environments, straining to hear or leaning forward in conversation, favoring one ear, and having volume settings very high on the TV, radio, or their phone. If the person you care for uses a hearing aid, encourage them to use it consistently. Consistent hearing aid use can lower the risk of falls in seniors with hearing loss. A big risk factor are trip and fall hazards within the home. The following home modifications, equipment, and devices can help you and the person you care for stay independent, move safely, and live longer at home. Home modifications can be big or small and can range in price. Whatever the size or cost of the modification, it should be tailored to the individual and their needs. What you can do. Reach out for professional support. Contact your local public health unit to learn about resources available in your community. You can also reach out to an occupational therapist directly for a professional, customized home assessment. Have modifications done and equipment installed by an experienced contractor. Look into funding opportunities for costs related to modifications, equipment, and devices. Find information about federal, provincial, and territorial funding opportunities, as well as tenant rights related to home modifications, at parachute.ca/caregiver. Look for the document listed in the resources section called Funding Information for Home Modifications, Equipment, and Devices. That's parachute.ca/caregiver, document name, Funding Information for Home Modifications, Equipment, and Devices. Advice from caregiver Judy. When my parents started having difficulties with mobility, we had help from our local falls prevention program. They came and checked out our home and gave us helpful suggestions on how to make our home safe. Both my parents also use walkers now, which really gives me peace of mind. Now we'll go over key home modifications to consider room by room. Review these with the person you care for. In the bathroom, install grab bars in the tub and shower and near the toilet. Use a shower seat and handheld shower head. Use non-slip mats inside and outside the tub and/or shower. Keep everyday items within easy reach. Increase light bulb wattage. Consider motion sensor lights. Have a cordless phone or cell phone close by. Consider installing emergency pull cords. Next, on stairs, inside and outside the home. Install handrails on both sides of stairways. Handrails should extend past the last step. Improved lighting. Consider motion sensor nightlights. Have light switches available at the top and bottom of stairways. Put anti-skid strips on steps or consider painting the edges of stairs to make them more visible. Moving to the bedroom. Install a bed assist rail to make transfers in and out of bed easier. Have lights nearby the bed. Clear the space around the bed and the path to the bathroom. Keep assistive devices, such as canes or walkers, nearby. Next, in the kitchen. Keep regularly used items at waist level or within easy reach. Ask for help reaching items up high. If you use a step stool, make sure it's steady and has a handrail on top. Don't stand on chairs or tables. Improve lighting and clean up spills immediately. Finally, in other rooms, improve lighting, consider motion sensor lights in hallways. Keep electrical cords near walls and away from walking paths. Use non-skid rugs or mats. And if you have a pet, know where your pet is whenever you're standing, walking, or using stairs. Advice from caregiver Veronica. One simple modification that has been invaluable to my role as a live-in caregiver for my 93-year-old mother is installing wireless doorbells wherever she might suddenly need help, by her bed, her favorite chair, the toilet, and the bathtub. It brings both of us so much peace of mind knowing she can alert me with a single button press. This setup is what allowed her to reach me right away when she was unable to get up from the bathroom floor after a hip dislocation. Next, let's talk about medications, because taking certain medications and taking more than 4 medications can increase the risk of falling. What you can do. Keep an up-to-date list of all medications, including prescriptions, over-the-counter medications, supplements, and vitamins. Discuss any medication side effects with the person's healthcare provider and pharmacist, such as dizziness, changes in sleep, changes in thinking, or new confusion. Encourage the person you care for to review their medications at least once a year with their pharmacist. Encourage the person you care for to take medications as prescribed. If they have difficulty taking medications correctly, talk to the pharmacist for support. For example, they can organize medications into pre-filled daily or weekly pill packs. Be aware that alcohol and cannabis can increase the risk of falling by impairing coordination, balance, and cognition. Combining alcohol and cannabis, or using cannabis or alcohol with prescription or over-the-counter medications, can also heighten the risk of falling. How does mental and emotional health affect fall risk? Mental health conditions such as depression and anxiety can increase the risk of falling. A common anxiety experienced by many seniors is a concern of falling. Whether someone has fallen before or not, concern about falling can lead someone to avoid activities and restrict their movements. This can become a negative cycle. Being less active causes a person's strength and flexibility to decline, which increases their risk of falling. What you can do. Watch out for signs someone is becoming anxious or concerned about falling, such as having frequent worrying thoughts or fears about falling, avoiding or limiting activities, having consistent negative thoughts and thinking the worst will happen. Watch out for any signs or symptoms of depression, such as persistent sadness or anxiety, loss of interest in activities, feeling more tired than usual, changes in appetite or weight, sleep problems, such as sleeping too much or not enough, generally feeling unwell or more irritable than usual, and even thoughts of suicide or death. Encourage the person you care for to share their feelings with their care team. They will be able to refer to other healthcare professionals who can provide support. Provide support and encouragement through tasks or activities that cause anxiety. Together, you can practice tasks to build up their confidence. Navigating all of this can also affect your mental and emotional health as a caregiver. Reach out for support, even if you don't know what kind of support you need. There are caregiving organizations that can provide support and resources to help protect your mental health throughout your caregiving journey. You'll find out more information in this guide's Chapter 6, Building Your Care Team. Regular, safe, and appropriate physical movement and activity that challenges strength and balance can help prevent falls. Participating in physical activity can also be a great opportunity to socialize and connect with others, which is beneficial for mental and emotional well-being. What you can do. Start by having a conversation with the person you care for about physical activity. If they are just starting out, acknowledge any of their concerns and reassure them that they can start slowly, for example, with daily movements or activities. Encourage the person you care for to consult with a healthcare professional to ensure they are doing appropriate exercises. A physiotherapist or an occupational therapist can help. Look for local fall prevention exercise programs or classes in your community that focus on building balance, strength, and flexibility. You can find classes through your local community center, fitness facility, public health, and physiotherapist. Web and virtual programs may also be available. Help the person you care for incorporate appropriate movement and exercises into their regular routine. Depending on their mobility level, this can include bed exercises, chair exercises, or going on a walk together. Advice from Janet. I am old, close to 80, with arthritis. What works for me to help me walk safe is using a walker outside, good exercise, and fresh air. Nothing better than an arm of a loved one or a good friend for a good walk. Moving safely. As a person's health changes, they may need to adjust how they do daily activities and move to stay safe and reduce their risk of falling. What you can do. Watch for changes in how the person you care for moves and discuss any concerns with them and their care team. For example, these can be early signs of balance or strength issues that increase fall risk. Reaching for furniture, walls, or people for stability when walking. Having difficulty rising from a bed or chair. Walking slowly, shuffling, or taking small steps. Walking hunched over or looking at the ground. Having poor balance. Tripping or stumbling more often. And avoiding movement. Encourage the person you care for to be mindful in how they move and to avoid rushing or multitasking. If the person you care for uses an assistive device, such as a cane or walker, encourage them to use it consistently and correctly. Advice from caregiver Greg. When walking outside of the home, I encourage the use of a cane to provide a third balance point. Further, I generally hold my wife's hand while walking, which provides further stability and provides me, as caregiver, with immediate feedback as to her well-being. I keep a cane at the primary exit point from our townhouse and another inside our vehicle immediately beside her seat. If she exits without grabbing a cane, I will ask if she wants to use one and place it in the appropriate hand. Thankfully, she doesn't recognize any stigma attached to its use and has yet to refuse. Drinking water and staying hydrated is important for fall prevention, as dehydration can cause a person to feel lightheaded, dizzy, tired, and affect their coordination. Encourage the person you care for to drink water and fluids throughout the day. Aim for 6 to 8 cups of water or fluid every day, unless otherwise directed by their healthcare provider. Be aware that beverages that contain alcohol, caffeine, or sugar, such as wine, beer, coffee, and soda, can be dehydrating. Set reminders for drinking water or fluids using a phone or watch. Watch for signs of dehydration, such as dry mouth and extreme thirst, lightheadedness or dizziness, confusion or delirium, headaches, lack of coordination and difficulty walking, fatigue or feeling more tired than usual, and dark-colored urine and urinating less. Sometimes people drink less because they don't want to go to the bathroom often, but not drinking enough can cause dehydration. Try talking openly with the person you care for. Try to understand their concerns and work together to find ways to help. Some ideas include wearing clothes that are easy to take off to use the bathroom, using a bedside commode, wearing incontinence briefs or protective underwear, and adding grab bars or other bathroom aids to make them feel safer and more independent. The Caregiver's Guide provides online tools to track weekly, monthly, and yearly reminders to help prevent falls. You can download these at parachute.ca/caregiver. That's parachute.ca/caregiver. Chapter 4. What to do if a fall happens. Knowing how to safely help the person you care for if they fall is important for their safety and yours. First, let's talk about how to help someone if they start to fall. If the person you care for starts to fall, it's natural to want to catch them. However, trying to stop the fall completely can put both of you at risk for injury. Once the person's momentum takes over, it can be very hard to intervene safely. Where possible, focus on gently guiding them down rather than trying to hold up their full weight. Every situation is different, so it's important to talk with a physiotherapist or occupational therapist to learn how to do this safely. How do you help someone who has fallen? Our first instinct is to rush over and help the person up. However, trying to lift them can put both of you at risk for injury. The best thing to do is to check their condition first, reassure them, and then see how you can help. Remember these 4 steps. 1. Resist the urge to get the person up right away. 2. Check if they are conscious and for any injuries. 3. Stay calm and reassure them. 4. Determine if they can get up by themselves. Don't try to lift them up. If the person can't get up on their own, is injured, or unconscious, call 911. Even if the person isn't injured, first responders may be able to provide a lift assist if the person can't get up. To review, call 911 if the person is unconscious, unresponsive, or briefly lost consciousness before or after the fall, can't get up after a fall, has severe pain or an obvious injury such as significant bleeding, is showing signs of a stroke such as face drooping, arm weakness, or speech difficulty, has difficulty breathing, or chest pain. Call the person's medical doctor, telehealth at 811, or seek immediate medical care if the person has hit their head, is dizzy or lightheaded, or has new or worsening pain. An important note. While a bump to the head may seem like nothing, seniors are at higher risk of bleeding in the brain than other age groups. If a person is taking blood thinners, they may have more bleeding. After any hit to the head, it is important to get checked out. While waiting for emergency response, you can offer support by tending to any minor injuries if you can, helping the person into a comfortable position if it is safe to do so, using blankets and pillows to keep them warm until help arrives. However, if a person can get up on their own, you can coach and support the person as they get up. You should not try to lift them. The person getting up should do most of the work. 1. Bring a chair or sturdy piece of furniture close by. Help the person turn onto their side with their legs bent. 2. Place yourself behind the person and get a firm grip on the hips, then help the person to a kneeling position with both of their hands on the chair. 3. With their hands still holding on to the chair, the person should then bring one leg in front of them. It should be their stronger leg. You may help by guiding the person's leg. 4. With a firm grip on the hips, help the person push themselves up to standing. Once up, they should turn and sit on the chair. Have the person you care for practice getting up off the floor safely and independently. This will build their confidence. When possible, practice in different areas of the home so they can work through getting up in different scenarios. You'll learn more about coaching the person you care for in our fall action plan, which we'll cover in a few minutes. After a fall, always tell someone, such as a doctor, nurse practitioner, family member, or friend about it. It's recommended to discuss falls with a doctor or nurse practitioner. Even if the fall appeared to result in no injuries, it may be linked to certain medications or change in the person's health condition. As a caregiver, you can watch for any changes in the person's physical or emotional health in the days and weeks following a fall. Take note of any changes in how the person typically thinks, feels, or acts, and discuss them with a medical doctor or nurse practitioner. If the person does not get better as expected, contact their doctor or nurse practitioner to follow up. To help you prevent and manage future falls, talk with a physiotherapist and occupational therapist for support. The Online Caregiver's Guide to Fall Prevention provides a tool called Documenting a Fall, which you can find at parachute.ca/caregiver and print out or use online. With it, you can capture details of a fall. Even if the fall only resulted in minor injuries or no injuries at all, capturing the details and circumstances of the fall can help support conversations with your care team. It can also help identify changes that can reduce the likelihood of falling again. Again, the name of this tool is Documenting a Fall at parachute.ca/caregiver. And now, let's talk about the Fall Action Plan. It's a tool for the person you care for. It includes information on what steps to take if they fall while alone, a customizable list of emergency contacts, and tips for staying safe at home. You should review and complete the fall action plan with the person you care for. Share a copy of the completed plan with others who might be involved in their care. And encourage the person you care for to keep copies in accessible and visible locations of their home, such as on the fridge or in their nightstand. The first part of the fall action plan provides information about what someone should do if they fall when alone. Let's go over those details now so you can rehearse a fall recovery with the person you care for. You can access all these details through our online tools at parachute.ca/caregiver to share with the person you care for. Remember, in this exercise, the you is the person you care for, not you as the caregiver. If a fall occurs while you are alone, stay calm and take a moment to catch your breath. Check yourself for any injuries. Take time to decide if you can get up safely. Decide if you can get up safely on your own or not. If you can't, call for help. Use your phone or emergency call device if you have them at hand. If you don't have a call device at hand, you can slide yourself toward a phone or a place where you will be heard. You can also use nearby objects to make noise to attract attention. Try to conserve your energy while you wait for help. If you can, use pillows or blankets within reach to stay comfortable and warm. If you are able, move your joints to ease circulation and prevent stiffness while you wait. If you can get up safely, 1. Lie on your side, bend the leg that is on top, and roll further onto your side. Slowly lift yourself onto your elbows or hands. 2. Pull yourself toward a sturdy chair or other piece of furniture, then kneel while placing both hands on the furniture. 3. Place your stronger leg in front while holding onto the chair or object. 4. Stand up slowly. 5. Carefully turn and sit down. If you have a smartphone or smartwatch and have voice commands turned on, you can use voice commands to call for emergency help or to reach a person in your contact list. Access the full fall action plan at parachute.ca/caregiver. There are more details there about when to call 911, and there's a form you can fill out to record all emergency contact numbers. It also provides tips for the person you care for staying safe, including choosing someone they trust to check in with every day at a regular time. Have that person know to call for help if they don't hear from you. The Friendly Calls program from the Canadian Red Cross can match them with a trained Red Cross professional who will regularly check in. Consider investing in a fall call alarm. Make sure emergency contact details are up to date. Pack an emergency bag and keep it near the door. Practice getting up from the floor. Ask a physiotherapist for tips and advice on how to check for injuries after a fall and how to get up independently. Chapter 5, A Conversation Guide for Caregivers. Starting a conversation with the person you care for about preventing falls isn't easy. Here are a few things to consider. Plan what you want to say before starting the conversation. Review key information beforehand, such as the tips in this guide, and think about how to convey your concerns. You know the person you care for best. Take an approach you know will resonate with them and what they care about. Be patient and know that the conversation may have to happen more than once, or discussed over multiple conversations. Don't be afraid to bring in support from your care team, such as professionals, family members, or friends. You may feel like you've said it 100 times, but sometimes all it takes is hearing it from someone else. Here are four stories from caregivers who can relate to what you're going through. First, from caregiver Sophie. In my experience, some seniors are in denial about their own safety. Some seniors have a pride that says they don't need any help. It can be a very difficult subject to talk about. They have the right to live at risk, and I found it hard to let them make their own decision. I found that showing them the statistics of what happens to seniors when they break a hip helped. Next, from caregiver Liam. I found that having to use a walker was a difficult situation to overcome for some people. Once again, the pride issue came up. I finally would truthfully state that it was too much for me to keep carrying all the bags and purses, holding the person up at the same time while walking with just a cane. Also, I would tell the person that it was better for them to keep active, and the walker provides more safety than the cane. It helped to point out that they can sit and rest when they need to, not always possible with a cane. Next, from caregiver Brad.
My advice for others is to be closely aware of the person's needs and risky behaviors and to talk about any corrective action. For example, my wife carries a pack on her back as she goes about her day. It was often overloaded for her, creating a stability issue. It took our creative thinking and reminders to gradually move to a lighter, more compact system for her to carry. I recommend that caregivers be patient, know their loved one, and work closely with them to find solutions together for the best chances of success.
Finally, from caregiver Jasmine. Our family member sustained a traumatic brain injury when she was very young. She's been partially paralyzed, blind in one eye, and has cognitive disabilities. She has always walked with a limp and has fallen many times, sustaining injuries requiring hospitalization twice. I researched consequences of falling and typed up information to remind her how a fall could lead to broken bones, being bedridden, or completely paralyzed. We even discussed how many people die from falls. With a great deal of help through the company providing community support to her, she's now being much more cautious. She receives wonderful in-home support and always uses a cane for balance. She's now speaking up, asking people to go slowly to be safe. She's doing great. Sometimes these conversations feel impossible. Caregiving can be complex, and for some, having these types of conversations are extremely difficult or feel impossible. And that's okay. Be kind to yourself and recognize your efforts. You are here, listening to this guide, and you're doing your best. Reach out for support, even if you don't know what kind of support you need. Connecting with a caregiving organization can be a useful first step. Find out how in our next chapter, Building Your Care Team. Chapter 6, Building Your Care Team. Caregiving can be a lot to handle, especially if only one or two people are doing most of the work. Building a care team can help. Having others, such as family members, friends, neighbors, and professionals, to talk to and problem solve with can make caregiving more manageable and less overwhelming. When it comes to preventing and managing falls, there are professionals and community services that can help you and the person you care for. Let's start with the two key members of the caregiving team, the family doctor and the pharmacist. They can help manage health conditions and medications. Family doctors can see you on a regular basis to diagnose, treat, and manage illness, injuries, and chronic conditions. They can order and interpret tests and prescribe medications. Family doctors refer you to specialists and other health professionals. Pharmacists manage medication and dispense prescriptions. They provide counseling on safe and effective use of prescription, over-the-counter, and natural medications. Some may offer health services such as blood pressure checks, cholesterol and blood sugar testing, and administer vaccines. Next, we'll review other health professionals who can be part of the team and what they do to support. Note that the online version of this guide provides links to websites for professional organizations that provide referrals for some of these specialties. You can review this section of the guide online at parachute.ca/caregiver. Audiologists diagnose and treat hearing, balance, and auditory disorders. No referral required. In-home nursing provides medical and personal care at home, including managing medication and assisting with daily living activities and care planning. Generally, no referral required. Nurse practitioners can see you on a regular basis to diagnose and treat illness or injuries and chronic condition. They can order tests and interpret tests and prescribe medication. They also provide support for managing chronic conditions. Occupational therapists assess individual risk factors for falls and evaluate the home environment for fall hazards. They recommend home modifications to reduce risk and teach how to use assistive devices as needed. They also provide education on safe mobility techniques and develop personalized exercise or activity plans. A referral may be required, depending on your location and the type of practice of the occupational therapist. Ophthalmologists perform eye exams and vision tests. They diagnose, treat, and manage complicated eye problems with surgery or other procedures. A referral is generally required. Optometrists perform eye exams and vision tests. They prescribe eyeglasses and contact lenses. They also diagnose, monitor, and manage eye conditions. Referral not required. Personal support workers, or PSWs, assist with daily living activities such as mobility, personal care, and emotional support. A referral is generally not required. Psychologists have a PhD in psychology. They diagnose, treat, and help people manage mental health conditions by focusing on understanding behaviors, thoughts, and emotions. A referral is not required to see a psychologist working in a private practice. Physiotherapists diagnose, treat, and manage physical conditions, injuries, and disabilities. They use tailored rehabilitating techniques to improve mobility, strength, and reduce discomfort. A referral is not required. Podiatrists diagnose and treat conditions of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. They perform surgical procedures. Podiatrists prescribe medications and orthotics. They provide general foot care and rehabilitation. A referral is not required. That completes our review of health professionals who can be part of your fall prevention team. There are also provincial and national caregiving organizations in Canada who can provide resources, support, education, coaching, and more. Please access the online version of the Caregiver's Guide to Fall Prevention at parachute.ca/caregiver for a list of these organizations and links to their websites. Thank you for listening to the Caregiver's Guide for Fall Prevention. And please remember caregiver Kathy Ford's words. I hope you will avail yourself of this guide at every opportunity. I can promise it will not only be practical, but it will be comforting. Just a little voice saying, I'm here with you.